Administrator's Office. With that, that brings us to the end of this meeting's agenda.
No, don't we have to do Thompson Springs?
What's that?
We have to do Thompson Springs budget.
Yeah, that's, it's going to be a separate meeting.
Oh, it is?
So, with that, I will adjourn this meeting at 7:08. And move right in to, do we need to switch any recordings?
Thompson here.
Thank you all for joining us this evening. We do appreciate you for your participation and comments. Please note they will be heard. The time is now 7:09. I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District Administrative Control Board on Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. Those present are Greg Halliday, Jalen Hawks, Mary McGann, Curtis Wells, Gabe Wojtek.
Got it.
Rory Paxman is present, temporarily out of the room, and Evan Clapper. I would like to start with citizens to be heard. This is a portion of the meeting for citizens to speak about issues regarding the Thompson Springs Fire District and items that are not on the agenda. Any citizens to speak about the fire district? Seeing none, we'll move on to approval minutes. Jalen.
I move to approve the minutes from November 19th, 2019, and authorize the chair?
Yes.
To sign all associated documents.
Second.
Motion made by Jalen Hawks, seconded by Greg Halliday. Any discussion?
What was that?
Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
All those opposed? All those abstaining? Motion passes 6-0 with Council Member Paxman back in the room and abstaining. Next up, ratification of payment of bills. Thompson Spring bills.
We didn't get any.
Oh, I didn't get any.
Are they on the fingertip? I would entertain a motion to postpone.
So moved.
They were.
They might be.
So I have just postponed them, I guess.
Okay. Motion made by Greg Halliday, seconded by Rory Paxman. Any discussion? Did you have a discussion point on postponing or
no? No, I mean, the Thompson is processed along with all of our other bills, and so my staff has to sort of separate them out to make the bills because they're just paid along. They're basically another fund in our accounting system, but I'm not sure why she didn't separate them this time. You kind of approved them when you approved the other bills, too.
Bills?
All right, we're leaving it postponed as of now. Or there's a motion to postpone.
I would just postpone them so that we can get the actual Thompson expenses listed.
Great. Any further discussion? All those in favor of postponing?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Next up, Fire Chief's Report. We have none. New business, we have none. Old business, we have none. Any future considerations?
None.
Seeing none, we'll move on to the public hearings. First up is item B, public hearing to hear public input on approving the amended 2019 budget.
So it turns out that the Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District does not have to amend their 2019 budget.
Great. Any citizen comment regarding the 2019 public Thompson budget? Any questions from the council, comments? This portion of the public hearing will remain open until December 11th at 5 p.m. Comments could be submitted to council at grantcountyutah.net, and we will make sure that it makes it to the fire board. Or they could be dropped off in person next door at the council administrator's office. Next item is item C, public hearing to hear public input on approving the proposed 2020 budget.
Okay, so the 2020 budget is exactly the same as the 2019 budget at $25,600. And most of that actually comes from contributions from Grand County, with the exception of some minor grants here and there. But at this point, Thompson Springs is funded by Grand County. And so their budget at $25,600, I think, will be sufficient to cover their operations for 2020 as well.
They're still giving TRCC money, aren't they?
Yeah, so that's probably about three quarters of the contribution. I think about $18,100 comes from TRCC, and the remainder comes from general fund contribution.
General fund. Yeah.
And that's the way it's been, I think, since we've taken it over. There is an expense next year for, I think it was a heater or something that needed to be replaced. It was pretty expensive, but I think they'll be able to cover it with this budget. It was like $4,000 or $5,000, maybe $6,000 or something, but they've got the money in fund balance, and so I'm not really worried about that. It's not a huge budget, but it is what it is. So any questions on it?
Other questions, comments?
It's good.
From the board? Questions or comments from citizens regarding Thompson Springs Fire District 2020 budget? This public hearing will remain open for public comment until December 11th at 5 p.m. Comments can be submitted electronically at council@grandcountyutah.net or dropped off in person at the council administrator's office next door. Any need for a closed session? Seeing none, we have reached the end of our agenda, and I will adjourn this meeting at 7:15. I don't know how to reopen a meeting. Does that take a motion, or do I just do it? Because we can't have a motion if we're not in a meeting.
So you can just reconvene the meeting.
Well, while we are still in recess, does anybody need a pit stop?
That would be nice.
All right. Let's reconvene in 5 minutes.
We're
already in recess.
This is hard for me to track all this while I'm doing all this.
Say it's possible.